This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If you find yourself always in the place of confessing other people's sin, you know what? One of the most spiritual things that can happen to you is for the Lord to convict your spirit of that and say, you know, I'm always confessing someone else's sin. I need to confess my own. Nowhere, listen to this, this is important. I didn't say this in first service. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, confess your brother's sins. Nowhere does it say, confess your sister's sins. Nowhere does it say, confess your neighbor's sins. It says, confess your sins to one another. My sin to one another. And that's a significant point. My son, everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead. The Greek word for dead here is nekros. We get the word necrotic. Flesh that's necrotic is dead flesh. And that's the word that's used here. This son was literally dead, but he's now alive again. He was lost and is found. I want those of you that take notes to write down 4 points. I want to give them to you. They're a little long. I try not to be too wordy, but sometimes I have problems. I'm just a little wordy. That's what happens in life. Let's bring up the first one. The older brother probably resented his younger brother long before the prodigal incident. The older brother probably resented his younger brother long before the prodigal incident, and then parenthetically, most of our resentment and bitterness has a history. If you're 30 and above, you probably have some history with bitterness and resentment with somebody. I mean, you can be 20 and above and have a history. You can be 15 and above and have resentment history. But I think if you're 30 and above, it's safe to say that you've got a history of resentment or some bitterness that you carry. Please remember that word. We're going to talk about that later. We carry our bitterness and resentment toward another person. And most of our bitterness has a history. Let me tell you a funny story that illustrates it. Fred Craddock was a professor at Phillips University in Enid, Oklahoma. He was often called upon at the last minute to speak on Sunday mornings if a minister became ill. He was an ordained minister as well as a professor. So churches would call Fred Craddock and say, can you preach today? Sunday school teachers would call and say, I'm ill today, could you fill in for me at such and such a church? One Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, the phone rings. Fred, can you cover for a Sunday school teacher at our church who's ill with an adult class? He said, what's the text? And the person said, they're talking about Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son. And Fred Craddock said his initial reaction was, all these people have heard this 100 times before. And then he thought, I know what I'll do. I'm going to change the story and see if anybody even picks up on it. So he gets up and said, today, folks, we're going to talk about a parable that Jesus told about a younger son who asked his father for all the money and he ran away and he spent it on prostitutes. And when he came back home, his father reprimanded him. His father let him have it with both barrels. His father demanded an accounting of every dime he spent. And the father put his arm around the younger brother and said, why can't you be like your older brother who's never disobeyed my orders and who's been faithful and slave for me every day? And Fred Craddock said there was a woman in the back who just spoke out loud without raising her hand. She said, that's the way it should have been. That's the way it should have been. You know what that woman was doing? She had a history of bitterness. She had a history of resentment. And without even realizing it, she let it out to everybody in that room that she was carrying bitterness and resentment to somebody, for somebody.
Well, I have the feeling that this is resonating with somebody like you or like me. Is that not true? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.